Recently on a KMMO Ag Report, you heard a portion of my interview with former Missouri Ag Director, now U.S. Administrator for the Farm Service Agency in Washington, Richard Fordyce. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you will hear the completion of that interview.
You visited our radio station recently. Unfortunately, I wasn't there. You were there when I was somewhere else. But you were always so open with being Ag Director that all I had to do is call your number and say, hey, I need an interview. And within 24 hours, I usually heard from you.
Well, you know, I think, you all do just an exceptional job of getting the word out to agriculture. And in my role as the ag director, I felt like, you know, it was my duty to visit with you all. You know, I do think the ag media in general and specifically in Missouri do an exceptional job. Obviously, KMMO is one of those at the top of the list, and really, really appreciate that relationship.
I went to Concordia recently, up to Concordia Community Center. They had the Lafayette County Cattlemen. Went to their function, was doing some interviews, and I had a couple people ask me, do you remember when Director Fordyce was just started as ag director, and he came up here and you interviewed him? So they remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that. That was my first official interview as ag director, and I remember we were in the armory. And we had to get up at the very top of the bleachers to get a signal. But I do. I'll always remember that.
You did a fantastic job here in Missouri as ag director, and I know you're doing a great job there. It's a pleasure to have somebody that I actually know in Washington, D.C., and I know you're pulling for the farmers and all of rural America.
Yeah, well, you know, we are, and there's a core group of folks in decision-making capacity within USDA now that are farmers, and it certainly brings an interesting dynamic when decisions need to be made, that those folks come from an agriculture and farming background to hopefully be able to make those decisions the right way. Sometimes we're bound by, you know, regulation, or we're bound by something that we can't get to the place maybe we ultimately want to be at. But when those opportunities present themselves to make decisions, I hope we're making the right ones.
I talked to Renee the other day at the opening ceremony and asked if you're going to be here, and she said, well, you would be coming in yesterday and be here for this event today. So I'm really pleased to get to see you again. Emma and Ethan, how are they doing?
So they're doing great. Ethan's working for MFA now as a precision agronomy specialist. And Emma will be a senior at the University of Missouri here in just a few days. Going to major in science and agriculture journalism.
Excellent. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you again, Richard.
Oh, you too, Larry. It's always great to see you.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.